Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Death. We are thrilled to have on the phone with us today Leonard Schrader. He is actually the public information officer with the Minnesota Fire Engine Club. I didn't even know that was a thing, and I can't wait to learn more. And we want to welcome him to KDWA. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. How about yourself,
Mark? I am great, thank you. So first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself, Leonard.
Well, I am come from the public safety background. I'm kind of semi-retired and did some work in the private security industry and got involved in fire trucks here in the last 6 years. And I actually found a fire truck that came from my hometown. But I was a security officer for a lot of years in the South Metro and did a lot of security work.
So how did you know about this club? I guess I've never even heard about it.
Well, a lot of people haven't. And, well, if you've heard of the Burnsville Fire Muster, that's where I ran into these guys. Back in 2013... I found a truck from Randolph, Minnesota, where I grew up, and I restored it and got it running and had it repainted. And then I took it to the Burnsville Fire Muster, and I met up with the members of the Minnesota Fire Engine Club, and now I am a board member of that organization.
So when you say you found a fire truck, where do you find them?
Well, this was a barn find, and back in 1984, when I was significantly younger, the Randolph Fire Department sold this truck to a gentleman in Rosemount. And I knew where it went, but I guess I kind of lost track of it from there. And I remember it as a kid being in my hometown of Randolph, and just struck up a conversation with him one day, and the next thing I know, I'm talking to his wife, and she wants to sell it, so she did.
That sort of seems like about right, doesn't it? The man collects it, the wife wants to sell it.
Yep. Get it out of here. No, it was almost in junk condition.
What had he been using it for, please?
What has he been using it for?
Yes.
I think he was just a vehicle collector who just was like, need it, got it, don't have it, let's get that one. And he had it, he acquired it, it sat in a barn for 35 years, and he never played with it, never touched it.
So was it in pretty good condition then, I take it?
The metal was in really good condition, and of course it sat in the Randolph Fire Hall for probably 25 years, and they take very good care of their trucks. So it was out of the weather. And didn't have a lot of the salt or anything like that. But it sat inside for, probably close to 50 years.
So when you say you had an interest in that, how did you all of a sudden just want to buy it? Did you know how to restore things? Were you, did you restore cars?
Well, mechanically, I'm all thumbs, you know. I got people that will attest to that. But like I said, I grew up in Randolph. Well, we got a saying in the club, when you see an old fire truck you had, it's like seeing an old friend.
Oh.
And when I was just a kid, I remember seeing the heroes of our hometown, the Randolph Volunteers, and they were everybody's dads. I mean, you know, and we had a really neat, close-knit, family-orientated community down there. You know, you'd see the volunteer firemen. They were all your neighbors. You'd see the trucks go out, and you knew everybody who was on them in that day. And when I was probably 7 or 8, I fell in love with this little truck, and, it was a childhood dream. I'd never owned it. And then, 50-plus years later, I'm staring right at it, and can't believe I found it, and much less I'm sitting with the spouse of the owner who wants to get rid of it. You know, it wasn't a thing I wanted to do, it was a thing I must do. This was a piece of history for the Randolph Fire Department, I wanted it. I mean, my first call was to the love of my life, saying, you know, there's something I want, and I'm going to have it. And I have a very understanding wife, and she said, if it's reasonable, by all means, go ahead and get it. But here's the problem, is my idea of reasonable and hers aren't always aligned.
That seems about right also.
Yeah, you know, and we agreed on a price, I was able to acquire it, and still to this day I cannot believe that I own the truck. And if your listeners would like to see it, they can go to MinnesotaFireEngineClub.com, and it's the Randolph International Fire Truck on our collection tab.
We'll also post a picture of that on our Facebook page so people can see it. So getting back to the Randolph fire truck, how long do most fire stations keep their vehicles?
Well, they vary from different cities to cities, but, you there in Hastings, you have a paid service, and I would imagine that they keep a truck in the front line for 10 years, and then they would move it back into a reserve status for another 15. The life of a fire truck varies depending on new improvements and ISO ratings, which are your insurance ratings that keep your insurance costs low. A truck is generally good for about 20 to 25 years, depending on its mechanical abilities. And if it proves to be unreliable, they're rotated out generally pretty quickly because you just don't want an unreliable truck in your department.
So the Minnesota Fire Engine Club was started how, please?
It goes back to the Burnsville Fire Muster back in like 1975. Ken Schlipka and Ken Peterson were fire truck collectors over in Burnsville. And on Saturdays, they would get together for coffee over at the Diamond Head Mall off of Nicollet there in Burnsville. And it got to be kind of a Saturday event that these guys were at the Diamond Head Mall, and people come out to visit them. And the Burnsville Fire Muster started from that. And I believe the first Burnsville Fire Muster was in 1979. And they knew collectors all over the nation, and they bought their fire trucks, and it turned into the Burnsville Fire Muster, which continues even today. They have even broken the record. I think in 2007, they had 352 fire trucks in one place, and I believe that was a world's record, and it had since been broken out in Pennsylvania. But that's how the Minnesota Fire Engine Club started. It's been around since at least 1979.
So are all of the members enthusiasts, obviously, but do they have some sort of tie to public safety like you do?
Well, it varies. Just people who have interest in fire trucks. I mean, I still love to see fire apparatus. I hate the reason why they're responding to go help somebody by all means, but I still do love to see even the new ones and the old ones especially. Some of our people we've got three or four active firefighters who are part of the club, but just people who generally have an interest in fire apparatus.
And why is it so fascinating?
You know, I don't really know. I think you see a bright red truck with the pinstripes and the sirens and the lights, and every one of the trucks to me is like a snowflake. It's as individual as a snowflake. I guess I've always been a fan of the underdog and the heroes that are on board those trucks. Just what they do, and I still love seeing a piece of fire apparatus rolling down the road.
So, what are some of the other vintage trucks you have? How far back do they go?
Well, the oldest truck that I believe we have in our club is a 1936 Buffalo. Now, this came out of Minneapolis Station 4, if I'm not mistaken. That was a big truck in its day, but when you look at it online here, It's a 1934 Buffalo, and it came out of Minneapolis engine 4, or station 4. And that has a 1,000 gallon per minute tank, or 1,000 gallon per minute pump. And that is probably the oldest motorized piece of equipment that we have in our club. And you can see it on our website. And that is just vintage. It is just a sweet looking truck. It has been fully restored and it still pumps water. And for being a 1934, that was a big truck in its day because it was able to throw 1,000 gallons per minute.
And what would a truck today do?
Oh, they've got super pumpers that'll do 3,000, and you'll find those at like refineries and that kind of thing. But they've got a water supply to accommodate that truck. A lot of departments just don't have a big enough water system to support something like a super pumper like that. The normal pumper that you will see on the road is today is anywhere from, probably 1,500 gallons per minute to 2,000.
So you have an opportunity you wanted to tell people about that you're going to give people an opportunity to actually see some of these up close and pretty personal, but socially distanced personal. Tell us about that, please.
Well, the city of Hastings, we approached them about hosting a Pumpers on the Mississippi. And we're going to do this on August 8th from 6 to 10. And it will be down in JC Park between Lock and Dam 2 and the High Bridge on the west side of the High Bridge up there. We're going to have scheduled 10 to 15 trucks, one of them being an aerial tower. We may have a second one. We're not sure if that member is going to be able to join us or not. But we're going to be pulling water out of the Mississippi, and we're going to throw it right back in. And we also use colored LED lights in the water stream. So after dark, there's going to be a light show. And if you would go to our website or look us up on Facebook, you can see some of the videos. Now, we were down in Northfield for a Pumpers in the Park event about a year ago, back in May of 2019. And there is drone footage. You can also check out our YouTube channel of that. And City of Hastings has graciously given us the nod to go ahead and do this in their city. We do ask that people observe the social distancing and the mask and maybe stay in your cars and be conscious of other people wanting to get up close and see us as well. We're always looking for corporate sponsorships. If there's any businesses or anybody who can help us, or if there's people who would be willing to donate to help us cover our costs, they can go to the donate tab on MinnesotaFireEngineClub.com. Any donations to help us pull this off is greatly appreciated. COVID-19 has canceled all of our events throughout the state, and it's kind of difficult to do these. But if you could, you or your listenership could give us a hand. And we're always looking for corporate sponsors as well.
And you have some people you wanted to give a shout out to that are supporters of yours.
Yes, ma'am. I can't thank Sunbelt Rentals. They are just super. They have always stepped forward and given us the pumps, the portable pumps that produce 2,000 gallons per minute. Big shout out to Sunbelt Rentals out there. Niebuhr Tractor in Meesville. Great supporters, great people. Tim Niebuhr down there, great guy. Check him out. Oh, boy. Trying to go down the list here. FMS Financial Services in Red Wing. Good financial partner. Great guy down there, Bob Schmaltz. He'll take care of all your financial planning needs.
So this event, again, is going to be on August 8th, and it runs from 6 o'clock p.m. to 10 o'clock p.m., and it's called Pumpers on the Mississippi. It's at JC Park in between the Lock and Dam 2 and the High Bridge. And what can people expect?
Well, we will be there 4 hours. We're gonna be setting up after 5, and that takes about 45 minutes to an hour to get everything in place. And at 6 p.m., we're going to be flowing water. long about dusk, we're going to turn on the lights when people can see the colored water streams. That is a pretty neat show. And again, you can check it out on YouTube, on our YouTube channel with Minnesota Fire Engine Club, on Facebook, and on our website. We've got videos posted on all. And this is going to be an exciting event for us. We can't wait. We haven't been able to do anything all spring or summer. And we can't wait to do this because we got a big water supply there with the Mississippi and some great spots to get some good lighting and some good video shots and some good pictures of the light streams and the colored streams.
So if people come, how long would they anticipate to be there?
Well, we'd like you to limit your visits to maybe 10 to 15 minutes so everybody can get a chance to see. We don't want to shut down Highway 61 by any means, but keep your social distance, please, and wear your masks and come out and support us.
Leonard, it sure sounds fun, and there is nothing like seeing a fire truck, and especially these older ones. I'm sure they bring back so many memories for people.
They do. Like I said, I grew up in the South Metro down here, and as a kid, I visited many of the fire stations, and when I run across one of the old trucks, it is genuinely like seeing an old friend. It's just the uniqueness of each piece of apparatus, and then you start remembering the people who were, everybody's dad. They were the volunteers that manned them. You just start remembering faces and the conversations you had. Two people in my life were my high school janitor, Gene, and one of my high school teachers, Denny. And I still remember them being in the cab of one of the fire trucks when we had to have a grass fire put out by the farm. And I can still see those guys rolling up to this day.
It's a pretty great story, Leonard. We're really happy that you called us today. The event is August 8th. Mark your calendars. It runs 6 to 10, and it will be at JC Park. Thank you so much for calling in, and thanks for what you're doing. This is really a fun way to preserve history.
Well, thank you so much, Mo. I really do appreciate your help spreading the word, and by all means, come on out and see us.
We sure will. Thank you so much. Leonard Schrader, and he is the Public Information Officer with the Minnesota Fire Engine Club. Do look them up online if you want to learn more. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.